Eating more and getting leaner, increasing your calories and getting more muscle tone every week, every month. It's like the most magical thing that you can do. It's actually my favorite phase for my own health and fitness, and I don't think enough people know about it. So in this episode, more people are going to know how to do it. Let's roll the intro.
This is the Game of Food. We're helping real people get real results with delicious food. Real food. Live from Spencer's home studio, podcasting to the world. This is Game of Food. And here's your host, Spencer Frederick.
Getting leaner and increasing your calories, or slowly eating more and more every single week until you're eating a lot. Can you do that? Can you get leaner and be eating more? And the answer is yes, you can. So that's the first thing I wanted to cover today, was just your belief that this can happen, because not enough people believe this. Too many people are at the two extremes where they're overeating and they're off track, or they're the person that when they're on track, they think they need to eat 1,500 calories for the rest of their life. And that's not true either. So you want to find that balanced approach. And when you do find that balanced approach, when you do find your maintenance calories, sometimes there are some really cool results that you'll experience. What are those results? Well, when you increase your calories, you actually have a better chance at building some muscle, and you can still burn some fat. So even though the scale might not change, like let's say you weigh 200 pounds, 6 months from now, you still weigh 200 pounds, but you're going to be more toned. You're going to be leaner. You're going to swap out some fat for some muscle. And that is a great thing. One, you're going to be increasing your metabolism. Doesn't everybody want a high metabolism? If you don't, then I think you're kind of doing it wrong. And then you're going to be stronger, more muscular, less fat. And it just takes a little bit more patience. I think that's why so many people don't know how to do this, or even when they have a coach that's showing them how to do this, we've found that there are some people that still just don't want to do this, and then they wonder why they don't have the best results. I want you guys listening to have the best results, so let's explain how you can do this. So the first step, we're going to have to assume that you have achieved some results. Let's say you wanted to lose 25 pounds of body fat, and you did that. To do that, there's only one way to do that, is you had to be in a calorie deficit. So you were in a calorie deficit for long enough that you lost 25 pounds. Okay, you're at your goal. Now, what should you do? Well, you should increase your calories. We can't stay in a calorie deficit forever. There's so many issues that come with that. Maybe that's a whole nother episode, but you need to increase your calories. Now, the best way to do it is to do it slowly. Now, what's cool is you're going to bring up your metabolism as you slowly add calories and food back into your life. So your metabolism will kind of follow. What the cool benefit is you can lose fat all the way up to your maintenance calories. And you can even still lose fat at your maintenance calories. What is maintenance calories, though? That's like you get all the way up to 2,400 calories, and that's where you don't gain or lose weight. And it's different for everybody. Everybody's maintenance calories is different, and your maintenance calories can kind of adjust up and down. That's why for our clients, oftentimes every week, every 2 weeks, we are moving calories or macros up and down, because things change. That's what the body does. Things change. Okay, so you get up to a maintenance calorie range. Let's use my example of 2,400. You're no longer gaining weight. You're no longer losing weight. Here, as long as you're doing strength training, this is a great opportunity to start building some muscle. As long as you have a great program and a great coach, they can show you how to build muscle at your maintenance calories. And with your activity levels, with eating properly, you will burn the body fat. So even though 6 months, your weight doesn't change at all. So that's going to take patience, because people don't have patience. They get on the scale and they want it to move a certain direction, but you're going to have patience, because you're going to weigh 200 pounds for 6 months straight, or you're going to weigh 140 pounds for 6 months straight. But things are changing, guys. If you are eating protein, you got your calories dialed in, you're hitting strength training, you're hitting your water, getting your sleep, your body is going to change. You are going to continue to make progress on your goals. This is also what we call a body composition change. Or if you hear coaches say body comp, that's what they mean. What is a body composition, though? It means that you are still making progress on your goals. You are still changing your body. You're getting leaner, even though the scale might not show it. That's why it's important to measure so many things. Yes, you want to weigh in, but we should be doing body measurements. We should be doing progress pictures. We should be measuring this and that and all kinds of stuff so that you know if you're still making progress and you can see it. You can track it, because too many times people will get lost and it's because they're not tracking enough. They're not doing their progress pictures and they're like, well, I'm sick of this plateau. I don't know what we're doing. And it's like, hey, client, can you update your progress pictures? They're like, I guess. And then they update their progress pictures and they're like, whoa, there's a ton of change. Ah, okay. This is why we need to do that. So you have to be tracking things. Another thing you need to do to achieve this, I mean, this is a very magical phase. This is a really cool phase to be in because you're like full every day of your life. You are eating enough to be full. You're very satisfied. As a matter of fact, sometimes when we show people how to do this phase, they tell me that they're eating too much and they're still getting leaner. But because that's such a really cool phase to be in, it means that it's easy to lose. So to keep yourself getting a result like this, you have to be eating nutrient-dense foods. You need the micronutrients. I don't talk too much about the micronutrients, but I want you to have your vitamins and minerals from proper foods. Also eating those proper foods, you're going to get fiber. I think that is maybe one of the most important things about nutrition for humans is getting enough fiber, maybe 25 grams for females, maybe like 30, low 30s for males. That's what we need to be doing every single day. And if you do those things, you will ensure that you're going to stay in this really magical phase. I should like call it the magic phase. No, it's eating more and getting leaner. Also, you're going to have to know your protein and you're going to have to hit your protein number. You're going to have to stay hydrated and you're going to have to prioritize recovery. You're going to hear me repeat that list all the time because it is the boring work that people aren't doing. They're not sleeping enough. They don't know where their protein is at. They don't know their portions, all these things. You're going to have to know these things. You're going to have to hit these things, and then you'll be able to eat more, and you'll be able to sneak in some treats and stuff like that. We can't have too many treats, but you can sneak in a treat every day and be doing great. And that's a big reason I became a coach. Years and years ago, that's a big reason I became a coach is like, I get excited to show people this because fat loss is great. It's exciting. People lose, 25 pounds of body fat and they look way different, feel great. That's fun as a coach. But I think the funnest part for me is this phase where somebody is eating more and getting leaner and still kind of rapidly changing their body. It's just a different type of change. It's a little harder to measure and it takes more patience. And when I'm able to show somebody how to do this, that's so cool. Because when you put somebody in a calorie deficit, what sucks about it is like you have to have them eat smaller for longer than they want to, right? I mean, that's just true. And when you can finally help your client eat more, it's like a weight lifted off the coach's shoulders. Like, okay, my client is eating more. We've brought up the metabolism and they totally understand a body composition change. So I made this episode for multiple reasons. One, you have to believe that this phase is possible or your results just won't be that good. If you believe that you have to eat tiny calories, and if you're not eating tiny calories, you're overeating every day, you know the problem, right? That's going to create yo-yo weight gain up and down. I also created this episode because I wanted to show you or explain how you can do this and overcome some mindset obstacles you might have that keep you from experiencing this really fun phase. And I don't think you'll experience eating more and getting leaner ever if you can't do the staple habits of getting sleep, hitting your protein, eating fiber, knowing your portions, and everything I went through earlier. So it's good for you to know that you don't have to stay low calorie forever to get great results. I hope this helps. Spencer, signing off.